We're thrilled. We're farther along among Democratic primary voters than we anticipated we would be at this point. Primary voters are still getting accustomed to Kinky as a Democrat. You know, he spent $6 million telling people about his campaign in 06. I think that has had some lingering effect. And I think that our very determined outreach to Democratic groups and individual Democrats, including Kinky personally calling through the entire list of Democratic county chairs, I think we're up above 150 right now, is having an effect. The fact that we're 2-1 over Tom Schieffer, who has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and campaigned for months and months, it's very encouraging.
Where does the campaign kind of go from here? I mean, does this help to kind of, you know, kick up more enthusiasm for Mr. Friedman? I mean, are you hoping to obviously use this for some campaign or for some fundraising tools? And
absolutely, we anticipate this will help tremendously as we move forward. You know, Kinky has the most progressive platform of any announced Democrat. And any imagined Democrat. And the more that we're able to get in front of Democrats and speak to them about Kinky's platform and his issues on education, on ethics reform, against toll roads, on insurance reform, we think that Democratic voters are going to come over in even larger numbers.
So, you know, in this poll, one of the numbers that I thought was interesting is that even with Mr. Friedman ahead on the Democratic side, you know, which Democrat you would choose, an unnamed Democrat right now is running the strongest against Rick Perry or Kay Bailey Hutchison in the general election. What do you think your campaign needs to do to try to shrink that gap from the, you know, 33% that an unnamed Democrat might get against Governor Perry to, you know, from the 23% that they're saying Mr. Friedman would get against Governor Perry?
Well, I think primarily we have to do what we've been doing, which is continue to travel around the state and leverage our earned media as much as possible with media interviews and one-on-one sit-downs with reporters and journalists around the state. We also have to continue to tell people more about his agenda, not just that he's running. That's the least important part of this whole thing. The thing we need to communicate more than, hey, Kinky's running for governor, is, hey, Kinky's running for governor to take Texas back from middle-class working families, for the people that their system has been hijacked by career politicians and special interest groups. And the more we are able to get out there and give our message, the more people are going to see us as that Democratic candidate. And again, I still believe that people are getting used to Kinky as a Democrat. If you look back to the 08 general election, Rick Noriega and Barack Obama both lost Texas by about 1 million votes apiece. And no one would argue either of those gentlemen had a lot of crossover appeal to swing voters and independent voters. Kinky has a proven record with swing voters and independent voters. Our hurdle is much higher in the Democratic primary than it is in the general election.